I forgot to mention that when I started the show, my lower intestine felt like it was pregnant with a broken ankle that was coming out breech. But now I feel completely fine.
Thank you.
Man, Jessica Rylands been all over the radar the last year. I know I played that track from the Il Corral comp that she did a couple shows ago. Absolutely slamming. And that Michigo Kawago track, she's from Tsukuba, Japan. It's called Propagation. The one before that, it's a composition of speech-like computer-synthesized sounds. Eight voices played back in a stereo audio system. And she says that an image of the propagation of something alive is intended to be suggested by the repetitions and overlapping of the motive toward the end of the piece. Indeed. I think next, navigating our way inside this thing, we'll get a number by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Cozy Fanny Tootie. This one's called Wired. We'll be right back. You know, I went to the London Musicians Collective Music Festival in May of 2001. And that festival was a 3-day festival. All women performing at the festival. But they didn't say. It was an all-female festival. It was like it just happened to be that when they went to curate the festival that year, it's like, ah. Turns out there's so many phenomenal female experimental musicians. Just fill it with them. Of course, I missed the person that I was most excited about seeing, for reasons we don't really need to get into right now, Anna Maria Avram. Missed her. CJ Reven Barask. Telekinetic Samba. She's got a website called Noise God. How'd she get this? NoiseGoddess.com. Let's get into this Telekinetic Samba. And then I think I'm going to have to start unwrinkling. We'll be right back. please play CD 2. CD player number 2, come in. There we go. I'm going to check out some bass Kodo and balloons right here. Judy Dunaway. And Ryuko Mizutani. By the way, I've got a friend who loves balloon music so much, he says that anyone who records an album of solo balloon music, he will release it. He really, really loves balloon music. But he differentiates between the air coming out of the balloon, squeaky stuff, versus the hand stuff. He only likes the hand stuff. You know what? That sounds great. And if I had a radio show every day of the week, I'd play that whole 10-minute track. But you know what? It's not balloon-centric enough, and we gotta hear some balloons. Alright, that one's balloons with too much processing. I swear, I'm gonna hit the jackpot over here. Three cherries coming in. Now, see, that track wouldn't cut it for my pal who loves balloon music, because that was the airy stuff, not the handy stuff. We're going to get back into this Women Take Back the Noise comp. We're going to hear Rotwang's Robot. This is called Cassio Flamius.
Thank you.
All right, I said I was going to get into some Schweitzer. I ran a Schweitzer right now. String Fever from her Chicago solo. Probably the best concert I've ever seen that actually ended up on a disc.
Thank you.
Really nice. Whoa. Really got me inside that one. Though, I do wish people would learn from those erstwhile discs that even if it's live, you can just edit out the applause real easy, you know. When it's quiet, before anybody's applauded, you just fade it right down. I think we're past the time when we need to hear applause on a disc. It can really, like it just did for me there. Well, it did liven me. Put a glass quick. It took me out of the zone. Which reminds me, you know, the first time I heard Jessica Rylands' name, I'm on that Lampo list, and I got an email and said she was playing there, and I was like, oh, interesting. And then I was like, and then I got an email later from Bob saying she was going to be playing at Il Corral, and I was like, oh, excellent. That was the first time I heard her. But another time, I was actually at a Lampo gig, a Keith Rowe solo set, and he sincerely requested that people do not applause when he's done. I mean, of course, people did anyway, but he was just like, you know, you don't need to. It's fine. It's okay. It's a good man. Let's hear one more track from the Women Take Back the Noise comp, fabulously curated by Nina Pixie of the BCO. We're going to hear Chiranzan, track called Current.
Thank you.
Got one more track on the Unwrinkled Ear this evening, and I just wrote down the word Chiranzan on my playlist here, and I couldn't help but think of chorizo. So we're going to hear Tico Tico by Percussion Español, which is probably the most generic name for a record ever. And we're going to hear the end of the track right before it, too. We'll go over to the iTunes player, which I've thrown on random, and we'll see what it goes on. Well, it's actually only sort of random, and I feel like I've misled you slightly. It chose a couple of tracks, and I said, next, 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 and then I was like, oh, I don't know what this one is. We'll start there.